Good evening. This is the story of Peter and the Wolf. Each character in the story is represented by a different instrument in the wind quintet. For instance, the bird by the flute, like this. The duck by the oboe. The cat by the clarinet. The old grandfather by the bassoon. The hideous, nasty, ugly, smelly wolf by the horn, clarinet, and bassoon. If you're sitting comfortably and are all relaxed, let's begin. Once upon a time, there was a Russian boy, Peter. He lived with his grandfather in a cottage with a garden surrounded by a high stone wall. Outside, there was a great meadow, and beyond the meadow, a deep, dark forest. Early one morning, Peter opened the gate and walked out onto the big green meadow. Peter's friend.
All is quiet,
chirped the bird happily. Soon, a duck came waddling around. She was glad that Peter had not closed the gate and decided to take a nice swim in the deep pond in the meadow. Thank you. To this, the duck replied, "What kind of bird are you if you can't swim?" and dived into the pond. Suddenly, something caught Peter's attention. He saw a cat crawling through the grass.
Catching up with her.
Too close to the cat, and the wolf walked around the tree, looking at both of them with greedy eyes. In the meantime, Peter, without the slightest fear, stood behind the closed gate, watching all that was going on. He ran home, took a strong rope, and climbed the high stone wall, one of the branches of the tree of which the wolf was walking around, stretched over the wall. Grabbing hold of the branch, Peter climbed onto the wall, onto the tree, while the bird flew around the wolf, distracting him. With the rope, Peter made a lasso and carefully letting it down. Caught the wolf by the tail and pulled with all his might. Feeling himself caught, the wolf began to jump wildly, trying to get loose. But Peter grabbed the other end of the rope and tied it to the tree, and the wolf's jumping only made the rope around his tail tighter. Just then, a group of hunters walked out of the woods, following the wolf's trail. Thank you.